This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to apologizing and not apologizing in a few minutes as well, because Mickey Callaway of the Mets has spoken. Who knew when the week started we would be talking about the Mets on both of our shows so far this week? I want to touch on this one, though, real quick, Rich.
The mouse.
The mouse. Because this story out of California hits on something that you and I started talking about yesterday. We went into a rabbit hole yesterday. I played some Dabo Swinney audio lauding Deshaun Watson. I was doing that basically just to make myself feel better about the football season coming up, and somehow we wound up in a place where we were talking about NCAA violations, which is fine. The California Senate approved a bill that would allow college athletes in the state of California to profit off of their likeness, to do autographs, to do endorsements.
Yeah. Is it a done deal?
Well, no, it still needs to go to another level.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it still needs to be to go to another level. But it passed through the Senate in California with flying colors, 31-4. It raises all sorts of interesting angles with this, and it would be sort of like the Olympic model, where forever Olympians weren't allowed to profit off of their likeness, and finally the walls came down. They're allowed to profit off of their likeness, and they still maintain their amateur status for the Olympics and events like the Olympics. That's basically what the state of California is proposing beginning in 2023. So there's a little bit of time. Obviously, the NCAA has come back. Mark Emmert has come back and guns a-blazing at California, saying, well, if any of their schools decide to follow this mandate and let athletes take endorsements, they won't be participating in our championships.
Whatever,
I'll tell you right now. What do you think about this? What do you think about the just the initiative? We'll get into what it means that only one state is doing it in a second, but do you agree with the spirit of it?
Well, yes, and my first thought is that if it's not going to be enacted from a practical standpoint in California until 2023, this gives the NCAA plenty of time to get with the times.
Yes.
And to figure out what the quote-unquote right thing to do here. And the right thing to do here, to me, is exactly what the state of California is doing.
Yeah, I think it does a few things, Rich. It not only gives the NCAA time to, you know, this is sort of a warning shot. I think you're going to see other states start to follow suit. You know what I mean? I think most right-thinking people know that the NCAA is an arcane organization.
There's no doubt.
That is incompetent at achieving its goal. In part, I think, because it's not that well run. I think in part it's because it probably doesn't have the resources it needs in order to investigate every little nook and cranny of its rule book. But the bottom line is this. If California passes this, I think there's going to be pressure on governments and other states that have a lot of where college sports is a big part of its lifeblood to stay up with California.
Yeah.
Because I think it calls into question, boy, does this become... This is an interesting thing, I think, angle with this, Rich. Is it a recruiting advantage or disadvantage? Let's pretend that the California schools, let's pretend that USC and UCLA and Stanford and Cal, the four Pac-12 schools that are in California, let's pretend for a second that they all decide to go, okay, well, we're going to let our athletes take endorsements. And that the NCAA decides to at least maybe not ban them, but they at least start to puff their chest out and make it look like it's threatening.
Threaten to exclude them from championship events.
So if you're an athlete, would you rather go to a California school where you could potentially profit off your likeness? Or would you go to another school that uses the recruiting weapon of, well, if you go to that school, you're not going to be able to play for a championship there?
A big part of it to me, Sean, in my answer is, who am I?
Yeah.
You know, what level of athlete am I that you're talking about? If I'm someone who's more likely to have an opportunity to benefit off my likeness, then that probably impacts my decision.
Yeah.
You know, I think the grunts out there, the everyday athletes who aren't in the spotlight, might not be as big a factor.
No, they're not going to get any endorsements anyways. So why would I go to a school? But again, you need those guys to fill out a roster.
You do.
You know, some would look at it and say, well, that's a real recruiting weapon they're going to have. But you bring up a great point, which is, let's face it, what percentage of athletes what percentage of a football roster? You know, you Aggies, right. You Longhorns out there, think of the roster of your players. What percentage of players on an 85-man scholarship football roster could go to a local business and get anything of material that would affect your decision as to whether or not to go to that school?
Which only makes the argument for this even stronger.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking about throwing a blanket over every
right.
player on every roster and saying suddenly these guys are going to benefit. It's going to be a select few.
Yeah, the one thing that they pointed out in the article that I read about this, Rich, was that schools will not be allowed to offer sponsorships as recruiting enticements to high school athletes. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Wow.
There is some slippery slopes with it. I mean, there are.
Yes.
The reason why the NCAA wants to try to curtail this, in addition to maintaining total control over the athlete, the student athlete, one of the reasons is that there is the potential for it to be the wild, wild west. There is potential for this new loophole to get kids paid become something where they're getting, you know, fugazi signing engagements. You know, all of a sudden the left guard is getting $20,000 to go sign somewhere.
Right. Well,
you know, that would have been money you just lobbed a paper bag at him before.
Yes, but I think it's long overdue for some time now.
I agree.
To recognize that that compensation's been out there, albeit under the table.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time, essentially, in these big-time college sports. I've told you the story before, and I'll keep it brief, but when I was in college, I had a buddy that played for an OVC school.
That's Ohio Valley Conference, for those who don't know.
Which is not the highest level, obviously,
right.
in college football.
Yep.
And he was a pretty good defensive player. He was all OVC. I think he might have led the OVC in sacks. And if he had a couple of sacks, he told me there were more than one occasion where he would come in, take off his uniform, take a shower, come back to his locker, and be about $300 in his helmet.
I'm glad I'm hearing this, because you, more than anybody I know, thinks that everybody cheats in college sports.
And that's why.
Right. Now I know. Now I know where the root of your skepticism about the entire system comes from.
If it's trickling down that far down the food chain in college football, then yes,
yeah.
I'm convinced it's just about everywhere.
Now, Ted Johnson, if he were here, would be mad at you and say, Rich, I never got a dime when I was at Colorado.
Well, he's mad about that more than anything else.
Yeah.
He's not defending his alma mater. He's like, where's my money?
He would be shooting the messenger is all he'd be doing.
That's right.
And I think overall, just to kind of put a bow on this topic, I think it would work better if the federal government got involved in something like this and made it a federal thing instead of a state thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not that there aren't enough other things for the federal government to work on, but logistically, if it became a federal thing, then I think the NCAA would have a lot less leverage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That it's only one state that's doing it becomes something that the NCAA can still gum up the works.
Yeah, I mean, look, Sean, if somebody's family is getting $50,000 to influence their blue chip recruit's son to go to a particular school, I think it's a pretty good bet that the IRS is not aware of that transaction.
That's a fair point too. Yeah, that's a good. You think?
So we're talking about illegalities.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. So interesting stuff. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. We talked yesterday on the show, Rich, about Mets manager Mickey Callaway.
We did.
And pitcher.
Yeah. The frickin' mouse.
Pitcher Jason Vargas getting into it with Tim Healy of the New York Daily News.
Yeah, yeah.
We read the comments of Callaway on the air. We did not hear them. And I'm a little mad at myself now, because I think sometimes when you read comments, you read them with the tone that you hope that they have. We read them with the tone that we hope benefits team content the most. So when Mickey Callaway says, hey, man, back in the day, Billy Martin used to punch reporters, we read it with a tone where he was, you know, he was actually using that to maybe justify his actions from the previous day.
It was ridiculous. And by the way, the pettifogger in me needs to point out that when Billy Martin did that, he was between jobs. He was not managing a team when he did
that. Wow, he just punched a reporter out of nowhere?
Well, I think he was probably upset about being in between jobs. Unemployment did not agree with Billy Martin.
There's not a lot of stuff that agreed with Billy Martin. Oh, marshmallow salesman chief among them.
Tends to happen when you're a raging alcoholic.
Yes, yes. So we have the audio now, actually. We have Callaway.
We do.
We have Callaway issuing the statement that got most people riled up because he never said the word sorry in it. And he did mention Billy Martin, though. Here is the audio of the quote that we read yesterday. Let's grade his apology chops here, Rich.
I'm going to have a public outburst like that because of an outcome. I mean, in fairness.
No, I mean, Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean, it's just part of this game. You know, it's something that, I'm a passionate guy about baseball, and I'm a tough competitor. And sometimes you'll see it with the umpires. Sometimes you'll see it with the players. And the thing is you guys don't need to see it directed towards you guys. That's you guys have a job to do. I understand that. I've always understood that. And you guys don't need it directed at you. That's the number one thing that I know.
I think he's admitting he's wrong, but I didn't hear an apology to Tim Healy in there.
I don't think there was I interrupted the sound. That's okay. My bad, but no. I didn't hear an apology in there.
Okay, no, neither did anybody else, and that got back to Mickey Callaway, and so he came back by saying this.
Real quick, you know, I understand that I got some feedback that, that I wanted you guys to know that in my meeting with Tim, I apologize for my reaction. I regret it. I regret the distraction it's caused to the team. And, like I said earlier, it's something that we'll learn from. It's something I'm not proud of. I'm not proud of the distraction. I'm not proud of what I did to Tim. For that, I'm definitely sorry.
And, Sean, with regard to the frustration level of Mickey Callaway, and clearly when he lashed out, he was frustrated.
Oh, this is a good story.
I pointed this out to you earlier today, and I only became aware of it earlier today, but there's a backdrop to this story.
Yeah.
And it involves the Mets' first-year general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, who I can't wait to hear what Mets Maniac comes up with in terms of a nickname for that guy.
Sounds like a German wrestling heel.
Right, right. He has been suspected this season, and he's admitted to being in touch with members of the training staff during games, which sounds a little unusual to me to begin with.
It's illegal. If it was the NFL, he'd have gotten fined $250,000.
Well, he has. There are a number of people reporting in New York that a few weeks ago, when Callaway got killed by the media covering the Mets for defying his ace Jacob DeGrom's wishes and removing him from a game against Arizona, that he was actually acting on the orders of his general manager, that the general manager is actually making in-game decisions for his field manager, Mickey Callaway, which is about as out of bounds and dysfunctional as it gets in Major League Baseball. Callaway or Van Wagenen was asked about that.
What'd he say?
Just yesterday. His response was, quote, "This organization is about teamwork and collaboration and the ability to trust the manager on an everyday basis." What he didn't say was, "No, I didn't order him to pull DeGrom."
Yeah, we need further clarification.
They asked him directly if he ordered Callaway to pull DeGrom, and that was his answer, not yes or no.
Oh, my God. If I'm Mickey Callaway, I'm getting pretty close to just fire me. Fire me and pay me the rest of my deal.
He's, and I'm figuratively, of course, but he's dead manager walking.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.